I guess a little bit meaning of the Yom Rabosai. We're not trying to paskin from here, but just some concepts. The pasuk, as we know, the end of last week's parsha talked about Hashem did not give us Rev Rodas, Fenai Muros, Vazam Shmuali of Mazer, which is a famous Rashi, Rev Rodas, Rahakir is Chazdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vidavik Bo. Right? Until this time, we weren't makir the chesed Hashem, how much Hashem did for us. It was all chesed, to be dovik b'Hashem. That caused veikus b'Hashem, but until now, we never got that hakara. That hakara was missing and lacking. Then the pasuk goes on, a couple of pasukim later, v'tavoa el makom hazeh, you came to this place, to Eretz Yisrael. V'yesei sichom el cheshmon v'og v'achabash v'chroth, k'sem el mana came, and we wiped them out. We took all the land from them. We gave it to Reuven, God, half of Menashe. Ushmata Mesibre Abris. That's the Psukim. It says Rashi. Pasuk Vav, Vatavol Makom Hazeh. Ata Atem Roem Asmchem, Begdura, the Chavod. Now you people see yourselves as big people, great people. Got a cover, got a greatness. You're powerful. You're wiping out all the nations. You're taking over Eretz Yisrael. Everyone's Mechabed you. Al Tevatu Bamakom. Right? Do not go ahead and rebel or kick back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hayorom Bavachem, don't let your heart become haughty, become high, don't raise up. Ushmartem es divrei habris hazos. And rather, watch the bris. You know, don't, if you become Baal Gaiva, become very haughty, you forget about the mitzvah, you don't do the mitzvah. Hashem says, don't, you know, at this point, you might be tempted. There might be a natural inclination to become very haughty and feel good about yourself. You just now conquered Eretz Yisrael and everything. And says, be careful, don't do that. And therefore, if without gaiva, so hopefully you'll be doing the mitzvahs. That's what Rashi says, Pashup Shah. Says to Sechamim, and I think the Mizrahi says the same thing, I think it's quoted later on also. Rabbi Mizrahi says the same thing. By the brackets over there, Shapir Sharishon, Shapir Shulev Rodas, Rahakir Chazde Amakom. Right? Now at this point, as the first Rashi earlier said, that now a person has the Rev Rodas, your Makir, Chesed Hashem. Everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much Hashem did for you. Shekoha Mailos, HaGedolos, HaKavod, Shelochem. What does that mean? What did you recognize now? You recognize that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the Mailos, all the Gedolos, all the Kavod, everything you have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shelochem Heim Min HaMokam, they come to you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yepirusho, so according to that Pshat, Yepirusho, so Pshat in this Pasuk is, now that you understand and you have this understanding, everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's appropriate you should watch this bris. So you'll keep it haslach, you do the mitzvahs, you'll keep on being Yirei Shemayim, it won't be about gaiva. So these two psukim are connected, that once you realize that everything's from Hashem, and now you have all the godless and gedula and covet, so you have to be careful. So I think the Rishiva thinks that said or both say it's a very mundane thing. It's ipcha mistafra. A person realized he went through nisim, went through neflos, and Baruch Hashem is makir. He didn't apply to himself. He didn't think it was because of him. He recognized I deserve nothing. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the greatness I have, all the money I have, all the property I had, all the battles I waged and I won, I was victorious all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I deserve nothing. That's what he says. It's all lo miyedchem roi, lo miyedchem, it's not from yourself. Everything, all the mailos, the hamayos ha-gedolos, ha-kavod, everything is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You didn't deserve it at all. It's chesed Hashem, it's not just Hashem did it, but it's chesed Hashem. Therefore, you should be careful now to go ahead, because now the mice, you have it all. You have Eretz Yisrael, right? You have, you know, the Eva Yarden, you already did half it. You have to be careful. You might become Baal Gaiva. Become Baal Gaiva, you're not going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're finished. So be very careful. How could it be? If a person understands and recognizes, so from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so of course not going to become Baal Gaiva. What, if a guy is an atheist, doesn't believe in Hashem, and he conquers a lot, and he's a big Napoleon, he's a great, you know, general, and he accomplished so much, and he made a lot of money, and he's a big businessman, and he amassed a fortune in real estate and business, whatever, he's on top of the world. Okay, that person can become a Baal Gaiva. Think, look what I did to myself. I accomplished so much, I have everything, I have so much covet, and people recognize it, and look, I got it. Other people don't have it. So of course, you can become Bhagaiva. But a person who recognizes that it's all from Hashem, so what do you become Bhagaiva about? Who am I? I didn't do anything. Nothing that I did gave me these victories. Nothing that I did gave me this money. So he just finished saying, he recognized Chazdei Amakom. It's all from Chesed Hashem. It's not from me. So how's he becoming Bhagaiva? What's the danger over here? What happened all of a sudden? Pshat seems to be Rabosai, that person is so susceptible to Gaiva that as long as Lamais, the bottom line, he has all these things now. He didn't have the land before. He wasn't victorious before. He didn't have the cover before. When a person is subject to, and he has things and he's successful, he's a big Talmud Chacham, right? Whatever it might be, he's a wealthy business individual and he's the head of Chai Yisrael, you know, whatever it might be. That naturally, illogically, right? Even though sometimes people don't know, they think it's all Kochi Vasim Yadi. That's not a Kiddush, but when a person understands that it's nothing to do with me, I have nothing special on both sides, it's just that I went ahead, I'm the recipient of Chazdei Hashem. A person can still, the Gaiva can seep in, Lamais, I'm powerful. You tend to ignore that. You know it, but you don't know it. You recognize, you intellectually appreciate it, but for some reason it doesn't dictate your responses. Your response is still, look at me, I'm Gevaldik, I'm on top of the world, and I deserve all this kavod, I deserve all this gedula. Somehow he feels great. To such an extent, he's not going to serve Hashem, he's not going to need mitzvahs. Right? We know a person doesn't need Hashem, he doesn't dive into Hashem, he thinks he's a great person, so he's not naturally inclined to be subservient and to come on to Hashem. But this person knows there's nothing special about him. But Lamaisi has it. He has the gedula. He has the covenant. He has the victory under his belt. He did it all. Nothing with him. But that is so powerful, so dangerous. It's so careful on both sides to always constantly chazer iber, chazer over. You know, a person goes through the hurricane and says, oh, Baruch Hashem, Hashem helped us, you know. Hashem is so great, you know, but yeah, you know, that means, look, that means I was zochah to chazdei Hashem, I was special, you know. You weren't special, you got chesed, remember, it was chesed Hashem, it's kindness, it's not, I deserved it, right? The guy thinks I deserve everything Hashem did for me, okay, that's the Baal Gaiva. They were makir chazdei Hashem, Hashem's chesed, which means I do not deserve it, Hashem's charity to me. But a person has to be careful because it sinks in, it's a natural natiya for a person to have to say, I am special, I am it, and I deserve special covered and I don't need Hashem, and it'll be just the opposite, right? Because of this, because of Hashem's chesed, he's not going to do mitzvahs. He's not going to feel, I need Hashem. What do you mean? Hashem gave you whatever you have, and you recognize that. Yeah, but that's the decompartmentalizes. It's like a different part of his brain is working. He doesn't feel, he doesn't walk around being margishit. He's margishit on the other hand. He's margishit the other flip side of the coin. Look who I am, I'm great, I was victorious, I'm a great general, and I accomplished a lot, and I'm a big Baal Pikach, I'm a big Baal Kavod, people give me Kavod, people understand? That's the danger of both, I have to be careful about this. The Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, brings an interesting halacha, I think it's a famous halacha, Amar Shimon Lakish, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, called Megadol Kelev Ra, Soch Beso. If someone brings up a Kelev Ra, a bad, a wicked dog, with or without the Ra, a Kelev in his house, when they are chesed mitoch beso, he withholds chesed from his house, Shenemar Lamas Mereo Chesed. Shechem Rosh Nivadim Koran Kelev Lamas. Right, so the first thing is he withholds chesed from his house. We'll see the Marashah explain it very nicely. Nachmar Yisuk Amar. Secondly, besides that, af porik menu yiras shamayim. He also is porik. He throws off. He gets rid of yiras shamayim yesh nemar yiras shakai yazov. Says the Marsha Rabbah. Watch this Marsha. Starts the banner over here on the first page by the Gemara. Hamigal kel beisos arman rabba kama asur adam. And it goes to the bottom half of the page on the second column. The Marsha asur adam magadol kel of rabba soch beiso. It's asur for a person to bring up a bad, wicked dog in his house. So that's an iser. It's not just, you know, he's hurting himself. It's mamish aser. So it says in Rasha, but avol hach over here seems to be some extra special chiddush. Hacha hosif, there's an extra thing over here. Now yigdal kelav afilu hadeh shu enol kelav ra. He's not a bad dog. That's a bad dog. A bad dog you can't go, it's dangerous, right? You can't put an obstacle. It might bite someone, might hurt someone. Therefore, you shouldn't bring up, that's the Gemara over there. Don't bring up a bad, wicked, you know, evil dog in your house. That's usher. Over here, the Gemara is saying, let's say a person knows, my dog is so calm. It's such a nice little tame animal. It's not going to hurt his soul, nothing. So I can do it, right? Says, yeah, it's not usher, but it's not advisable. Even though he knows Eino Kelevra, Humishum, why? The Moneach Chesnim Ba'olav, the Orchim Aniyim Moyedu Bo, She'eino Ra. People don't know, your guests and your Aniyim in the community don't know it's not a bad dog. The Sovrim Shu Ra, they think it's a bad dog. V'yirei Menu, they're afraid of it. Milov Ha'lobese, they don't come to his house. Chamais Ha'chuvda, the Oya Kelevra. But there was no bad dog there, it was just a dog. V'yochel Ha'zik, it couldn't damage. V'mitok Shoysa Svur, Shu Ra, he pila. Terrible thing happened, she miscarried, whatever the story exactly was. And she was afraid. There was no reason to be afraid, but and therefore the Gemara says that one should be careful not to have any dog in your house. It's good advice. Why? No Isra per se, but it pushes away the chesed. You can't do chesed. People don't come anymore. They're afraid of the dog. They shouldn't be afraid. People don't know, and they're afraid of the dog, so they don't come. So you're depriving yourself of chesed by having a dog. That's the first piece of Gemara, according to the Marsha. Then he says, Amar. Yiris Shakai Yazov, right? And then the Gemara says, Nachman says, no, Af Porik Meru Yiris Shamayim, right? Because of the Pasuk of Yiris Shakai Yazov, the Derech Megado Akelav Hamido Al Pesach Habayis, the normal custom is, why does the guy have this dog? He puts it right in the front, by the front door, with Shmiras Beiso, to watch his house. You know, he wants a dog, he wants a guard dog, so to speak, even a regular dog. Barks, scares people away, so he's more confident. V'yiras shakai, shehi al mezuzah, l'shmiras pesach beiso. And what about the fear of Hashem, yiras shemayim, the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, that he is all-powerful, that's represented by the mezuzah, which is on his doorpost. Hu yazov u'poreach, he will ignore, he will forget about it, he will leave the yiras shemayim. So according to this, the second piece of the Gemara, so besides the fact you're not going to have chesed, a person becomes less of a bal bitochen, less of a yir shamayim, because he tends to rely on the dog, right? So interesting, just, you know, pashim shar bo, say it's just, you know, we're talking about a person who already has, he has yir shamayim, he has bitochen. We're talking about it leaving him, not that you can't develop it, right? But a person walks into his house, he's a first-time homeowner, right? And he's nervous about the unwanted visitors and guests to his house, right? So he buys a dog, right? But he's a Yerushalmi, he's a Baal Bitoch, knows everything's not Kodesh Baruch Hu, he has a mezuzah on his door. He also, listen, why not? Let's throw the dog in there also to be a little more careful, to watch my house a little more. What's going to happen? He tends to rely on the physical hishtadlus he did, which might be normally appropriate, but sometimes it might be excessive. It sounds like over here, we're not trying to paskin where or not a successor, that's not the point of the Shemuz, but just the concept that a person who is a Baal Bitoch, he can lose it. He can lose it by putting himself in a situation where there are natural, not necessarily attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, protection, natural situation. So a person goes ahead and let's say he's supported by someone who helps him out, you know, financially. So right away, he's in danger of potentially not being a Baal Batachim because he doesn't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has this very wealthy guy supporting him. A guy has a dog in his house, he doesn't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though he was a Baal Batachan, he started off being a Baal Batachan, but it's a Porik, right? What's the Lashon he says? It jumps. It's Yazov u'Poreach, right? It jumps away. It goes away from him because he doesn't need our both say. Batachan and Yerushalayim requires constant repetition, constant reminder. That's, oh, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the one in charge. He's giving it to us. He's providing for us. He's taking care of us. If a person has something to be told on, it's a dangerous thing. So a person potentially could do too much ishtadlus. If a guy does too much ishtadlus, forget about the waste of time, but it hurts his betochen. It hurts his amunah and yerushamayim, because right now he naturally focuses on the derech hateva. He has no problem, right? And as people say, do you have an alarm in your house? Is there an alarm from the burglars? So the answer is yes. So, you know, naturally a person feels he relies on the alarm. There's also mezuzah there, and we do believe the mezuzah has some special schusim. That's what he says. It protects against the, you know, the varim roim. But if he has just a mezuzah, so he has no natural thing to fall back on, to rely on. So he relies on the mezuzah. And that's Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Not the mezuzah, but Kodesh Baruch Hu. That represents a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But if a person has a dog, if he has an alarm there, right? I'm not passing, you shouldn't have an alarm, but that's the point of the Shmuz. You have to figure out your situation, how dangerous, whatever. You might have to do more establish than just a mezuzah. That's not the point. But the concept of both is that we have to constantly have to mechazik ourselves and constantly reminding ourselves. We had a great opportunity just now. We experienced it. I think we all grew from the opportunity that we experienced Yad Hashem, Chesed Hashem, Hashem's involvement in every moment of our lives, his protection. But you can't lose Rabos. You have to keep it up, mechazik it, remind yourself of it, you know, because it's so easy to lose. Because once you start relying on Derech HaTev, everything's fine. I don't need Hashem. The mail just pops away and goes away from you. From Mavor Abosai, and on this, even Yaakov says, the last piece over there, the brackets, right? Shekhein Karnal Kelev Bamas, Alpha Gav, the Pashti Krol, skip the first line. Rav Nachman Omer, what's Rav Nachman? Eddie Yaakov is in the Marsha. Rav Nachman Omer, Aporki Menu Yerushamayim, that if he loses Yerushamayim, what does that mean? He, the Ksiv, the Chesed Hashem, the Olam Ali Reyev, the Chesed of Hashem is on his Yerayev, what does that mean? V'zeh Shemoneh Chesed Ein Bo Yerushamayim. If a person is not involved in Chesed, he does not have Yerushamayim. Right, he loses Yerushalayim. Aporikman Yerushalayim. What does that mean? What's shot? So he doesn't do Chesed. Okay, there's other mitzvahs. He has a lot of Yerushalayim. He's not doing. He's depriving himself of Chesed. What does that do with Yerushalayim? How does it affect his Yerushalayim? With Shira Bosai, shot is because when a person is involved in doing mitzvahs, right? Whether it's Chesed, whether it's Achnas Orchim, whether it's learning Torah, whether it's giving Stucca, whether it's any mitzvah, right? So that develops Yerushalayim. It's not just I'm developing Chesed. And developing Yerushamayim because he's doing it because it's a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commandment, his tzivu, his mitzvah, and developing Yerushamayim. So a person constantly doing chesed, constantly doing learning Torah, whatever it might be, he is going to be a Yerushamayim. Someone who's being withheld from chesed because he has a dog there. So the first thing was he's partially has no chesed. But the second thing is a result of that. Because of the lack of chesed, he'll have a different lack also. He'll be lacking his Yerushamayim because he doesn't have the constant pumping up and the constant, you know, production of Yerushamayim because he's not involved in chesed. So he doesn't just lose chesed. Because losing chesed is also losing Yerushamayim. He loses that. It's like Chazal, we always talk about, you know, mitzvah goreis mitzvah, avera goreis avera. What's pshat? So normally pshat is when a guy does a mitzvah, it brings more mitzvahs because he's more in love with mitzvahs, he likes mitzvahs more, he's close to Hashem, and he has a great desire to do more mitzvahs. It's more than that, right? It's more than that. It's because a person who's doing a mitzvah, he's developing Yerushamayim. He has that fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has that recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, and that's why, so if a guy does a chesed, so he fears HaKadosh Baruch Hu more, he wants to do more, he has a greater hakara and a greater internal, you know, a fear of Hashem, which will make him do more mitzvahs. The guy does more averus chas from the flip side, so he's doing just the opposite. He's developing a lack of Yerushamayim, right? Like this person over here, he's not even doing an aver. He's just not doing the mitzvah. So he loses the chance, the opportunity to maintain Yerushamayim. And therefore his madrega will go down. Kolsh can for sure if he's doing averus. The guy does an averus, so that'll bring him to more. Every action he does is against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he's going to stop. He has limited. His sense of Yerushalayim will be mitigated. Got to have